Got a few of you here this morning. Good to see you. All right. Thanks for coming up here this morning and participating in the children's message. I'm going to pull out this morning something that's probably getting a little dusty in your house. It was getting dusty in our house. In fact, it was packaged away. It was in our closet. And that is a nativity set. Have you guys put away your nativity set yet? Yeah? Are your parents ahead of the game and got it all packaged up and put away? Yeah? So I think we got all the pieces here. This is kind of a different one.
Would it be weird if I added pieces to the nativity set?
I don't know. Like, let's say if I added a rabbit and put it there next to the cow. What do you think about that? You feeling good about that? Or is that weird? You're fine with that? Oh, I love it. That's cool. You might know where I'm going. All right, what about this one? This is, what if I added a little Elsa from Frozen? Would you feel good if this is Kaya's little Elsa? Do you feel good if she hangs out with the shepherds over there a little bit? No? Alyssa, you're not liking it? Is it throwing it off for you? Yeah, I think it's kind of odd. It's weird. So who are the people that are here in my nativity set? Let's just review that real quick before we package it up and close out before the we get ready for Christmas next year. Who do you see there? The wise men, angel. Yep, there's one angel. So there's a lot of angels we know, we read about. Anybody else you see here? You see Jesus? Good. Yep, we got a shepherd. Yep. Yep, Joseph and Mary. You see them? They're here too. Good. All right, excellent. Well, what I want to share with you this morning is that actually I think it's okay if you add to the nativity set. I want you to think about that because this morning we read about two people who were there when Jesus was born pretty much. Did you catch their names when Vicar Dollar was reading about them in Luke chapter 2? Did you hear what their names were? Their names were Simeon and Anna. So can you say Simeon? Simeon and Anna. What it says there is that these two people, Simeon and Anna, had heard that Jesus was going to be born early on in their life. Then they got older. What happens when you get older? You lose your hair and your hair goes gray and you get some wrinkles. That happened to Simeon and Anna. They were kind of getting old. And then the day came just about 40 days after Jesus was born. And they got to see Jesus. And they celebrated just like the shepherds, just like the angels that we read about just, well, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. But they were there in the nativity scene. And they were special people. So I'm going to add them here. Just pretend that this guy right here, that's Simeon. He's got a cowboy hat on. All right. And here we go. This is Anna. She's got an apple in her hand. She's there at the nativity scene too, all right? That's the best I could come up with. They were really special people because they waited patiently for Jesus to come, to be born. You guys waited too for Jesus to come on Christmas Day? There's one little difference. You guys knew when Jesus was going to come. What day was he going to come? What day is that? Exactly. About 2-3 weeks before Christmas came, you knew Jesus was coming December 25th. These two people didn't know the exact date or the time. And they waited patiently. And they waited with discipline. And they kept going to church until Jesus would come. And so I want you to think about that. It's okay if we add people to the nativity set, people that are faithful, that celebrated Jesus coming. And you might even think about some people right out here, right behind me, some people that have been faithful witnesses and have waited and prepared for Jesus to come as well, because there's a lot of people out here in our congregation that have done that as well. We could add them to the nativity scene because they've been faithful watchers and waiters for Jesus to come. So go ahead and go home, tell your parents. You can package up your nativity set, blow off the dust, and get it ready for next year. But remember, we can add some people in there for next year too. Simeon and Anna. Thanks for coming up this morning.